It is that. Then you would reach into your little bag, and you're at your friend's house, and you would take out a little bottle of wine, and you would pour some wine to a cup and give them some. And in Jeremiah, this is called the cup of encouragement. You have given them the bread of comfort to comfort them over the death loss of someone that they loved. But now what you're saying is this, and please listen to pull it all together. What you're doing in this custom is you're saying, but you've got to go on living now. And I want to encourage you to go on and live. You can't stop living now. You can't just give up now that the person that you loved is gone. And that's why it's called in Jeremiah the cup of encouragement. You've broken the bread of comfort. I comfort you, and I know we sorrow, but now I want to encourage you. And so in this sense, wine stimulating the brain activity and things, it gives a little boost. And I want to encourage you now to live. I want to encourage you to get up tomorrow and go on with your life. Let's think about that. Jesus Christ says, I'm leaving. I'm dying. I'm departing planet Earth. I'm gone. Well, fear takes over. What's going to happen to me? What am I going to do? Just like if someone, a husband, they've been married, say, 30 years. What's going to happen to me and what do I do? The disciples, what's going to happen to us if you leave? We've been following you. We've been following you. We've been listening to you. We've been watching you. We stay where you stay. We go where you go. You cross the sea, we cross the sea. You turn right, we turn right. You cross, go to Galilee, we go to Galilee. What's going to happen to me? Here's the cup of the new covenant in my blood. You're going to live by this new covenant. I'm going to send you another helper. You follow him just like you followed me. You trust him just like you trusted me. So here's the cup of encouragement to go on now with our Christian life. While he's not here, the physical presence of the Lord is in the temple in heaven. But we have the new covenant that gives us the encouragement each day to go on and live our life. And I believe that's what Jesus Christ is doing. I'm going to give you now the cup of the new covenant to go on and live, which in its foundation, as we're going to see, I won't be here, but see, the whole thing of the new covenant is the spirit of their life, is living by trusting the Spirit as we trusted him. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. You have freedom, liberty in Christ to live your life. So it becomes something very beautiful now to the encouragement to go on and to live our lives. In the same manner, he took the cup after supper. The Passover is over. This is for the church. Saying, this the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. We do it once a month here just to remind us. How do we live each day? The crisis that's going to occur this month of June. Some maybe finance, physical, just things that will happen, good and bad in our lives. How are we going to do it? That encouragement to live. It's the cup of the new covenant. Be encouraged.
God having them in our home, God having them in our church. Holy Father, what we've come to see more and more this morning is what kind of a God you are. Our view and our understanding of who and what you are. That you are God, that if we simply trust, that you will be for us. We praise you, Heavenly Father, for the God that you are. We praise you that you are so sensitive to our every need, our need of comfort, our need of encouragement, and you are giving them both in the bread and the cup of the new covenant. Father, we thank you for young people that have come and visited us this morning. Pray that you'll give them a safe trip to their individual homes this afternoon, this evening. And Father, we pray now that you will sanctify the food we're about to take to our bodies and the fellowship that we have enjoyed this morning through the eternal glory. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's see.